Blog Talk Radio.
When I was listening to the playback of one of the shows, I was thinking, like, you know what? This mic could be a little bit louder. And because we're on the board, it's hard for me to know when the mic gets turned up to the point where, first, let me just put it this way. I want y'all to always be able to hear me. I want y'all to make sure that we're coming through loud and clear. When people call in, I want y'all to make sure that y'all can hear. And when the caller called in the other night, I was like, it's a little bit faint. It's a little bit faint. And I want to make sure that when people call in, I just want to make sure that our audience can always hear everything that's being said, so we can make sure that we get the story straight and that we can make sure that we are communicating on a level that's higher than the rest. So tonight, we're talking about when everybody is on their side. Have you ever been in a situation where people were taking sides? And you know, it's hard to get through life where nobody is ever taking sides against you. Hopefully, you have enjoyed plenty of times when most of the people were for you, where they were on your side. But when somebody, or when you're used to people always supporting you, always being there for you, always being on your side, it can be a pretty hard kick in the gut when you have to deal with the adversity of having to fight for yours, having to build your way up, having to cross people over, having to prove yourself, having to establish your rank. It can be tough. Somebody who's not as good as you, not as talented as you, not as hardworking as you, not as serious as you, not as dedicated as you, not as much of a go-getter as you are, is getting all the love, is getting all the praise, is getting all of the accolades. And when you and that person have had a little tiff, a little face-off, a little some problems or whatever, everybody seemed to be on their side. Maybe they were on their side because they know that they needed them on their side more than you needed it. Maybe they knew that you were independent enough, strong-willed enough, confident enough, and self-sufficient enough to be able to make it on your own. But maybe you weren't feeling like that all the time. You know, it could be a situation where there was some type of confusion about who did what right and who did what wrong. And you know that person did it wrong and you did it right, but everybody was looking at you sideways. Sort of like, remember the show Matlock? Well, my man Andy Griffith, may he rest in peace. Remember on Matlock, a lot of times, somebody would get killed on a show and somebody would be caught standing over the body or in proximity to the body. They'd be like, next thing you know, they locked up. First degree murder. And then Matlock would get them bailed out. Who gets bailed out on first degree murder charges? On Matlock all the time. So it can feel like that for you in your situation where it feels like, where you know you didn't do anything wrong, didn't even have wrong intentions, didn't even have knowledge of a crime. But they were treating you like a second-class citizen. They were treating you like you were the one holding the bloody knife. They were treating you like you were holding the smoking gun. They were treating you like you did something wrong and you didn't have anything to do with anything that went wrong. There could have been times when you were protecting somebody else who was dead wrong, but it wasn't you. It wasn't you. So how is it the guilty party didn't get blamed at all? There isn't even any suspicion surrounding the guilty party. But here it is, everybody looking at you all sideways. And some people even giving you props for getting away with something. And you like, no, I didn't get away with nothing. I didn't do nothing. They're like, yeah, that's right, oh. Stick to the story. Like, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
I saw something. Okay.
So in a situation where you know that, let's just put it out there. Where you needed people to be on your side and people were, everybody seemed like they were on somebody else's side. So something that somebody else who did lower quality work and things like that than you did, they seemed to get all the love, all the praise and all of that kind of stuff. Like they were somebody's cousin, somebody's brother, somebody's son, daughter, whatever. And here you are, busting your ass day in, day out, trying to make it happen day in and day out and getting treated like a second-class citizen. Well, shout out to all my independent brothers and sisters out there that try their best to weather that storm, that try their best to... There we go. I knew something was wrong here. Shout out to my brothers and sisters that try to weather that storm, and they try to you know, say, well, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't need y'all. I don't need everybody to be on my side. I'm gonna make it. I know what my worth is. I know what I can do. I don't care if y'all like them more than they like me. I like myself more than y'all like them. You know, I know how it be. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. But for all y'all who have been through that, how did it play out? Were you able to effectively, you know, get through a situation like that and be okay? I'm trying to move this. Come on. I actually put some new wheels on this chair. And I'm thinking this is going to help me to just move off freely and all of that. Because these are rollerblade wheels. And I'm like, yeah, this thing is going to, it's not really working out, you know, the way I thought. If I was on hardwood floors, it would probably work out better. But, you know, on this carpet, I even got a carpet mat. Look, y'all hear that? That's me on a carpet mat. Before, y'all would have heard this. Anyway, are you able to thrive in a situation where you know that you should be the man or the woman and you ain't getting treated that way? Everything that you do is like, it's not that they dissing you. It's not like they're not giving you any praise, but you can tell that if a situation arose where you had to go up against a certain person or certain people, they are not going to be on your side. They would separate the wheat from the chaff with the quickness. And can you deal with it? You know what I mean? Because sometimes in life, we got stuff we got to deal with. Well, would you be able to deal with it? It's not always as easy as it sounds. And the crazy part about it is it can make you sound like a little crybaby because you want people to or need people to be on your side. Well, guess what? We all need people to be on our side. We all need that. It's nothing to be ashamed of, but it's something that we all have to get through and we have to bite the bullet for sometimes. And it's tough. It can be really tough. You know what I'm talking about? So, when everybody is on their side, can you get through it? The bag is over there on their side. Can you get to it? Peace to my peoples. Cal Chamberlain, me friend, me favorito. Always really great to see ya. And T. Carey Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going right and directly into your sight. And my man, Lawrence Sakel, what's going on, my dude? Thanks for coming on through. And Leslie Harris, yeah, getting to the back. Glad you came through. And I'm really glad you had done it. What up, y'all? What are we talking about when everybody is on their side? When everybody is on their side. I'm going to gamble to say that everybody has been through this. I don't think I've known anybody or even have known of anybody that has been able to say that, shoot, everybody is always on my side. Everybody, shoot, you know what? We go through this when we're kids. You know, it may have seemed like, you know, your brother or your sister or your cousin or somebody like that was getting more favor, was always getting away with stuff, was always getting people to baby them, always getting all of the moms, dads, and aunts and uncles and grandparents and everybody to support them and to baby them, to treat them better than you. It might not have been like that all the time, but when it feels like that, that's what it feels like, and it ain't nice. It ain't fun. It ain't fair. And it ain't right. And sometimes it goes on and makes people bitter. Bitter, 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 bitter. You a bitter bear. You a bitter bear. What kind of bear are you? Are you a grizzly bear? Are you a black bear? I am a black bear. And I'm a bitter black bear. You a bitter black bear? Yeah. Yeah. I was the type that set Goldilocks and Snow White up. I set Goldilocks up. Yeah, you come around here, Blondie. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm a bitter black bear. But anyway, you know, keeping it step, y'all. It can be, it's a tough situation. It is. We all want love. We all need attention. And, you know, we're always discouraged about needing love and attention. But we need that. You may not need it all the time by everybody, but you need it. You need some degree of it at some point in your life, and it's okay. So what happens when somebody else is getting all of it, getting the lion's share of it, and you here working with these little, you're not getting the lion's share, you're getting the lion's prey. You're getting the carcass. You're getting ate up. Yeah, everybody, all lions love gazelle. They love the taste of gazelle. But the gazelle got to die in order for the lion to enjoy it. You know what I mean? It's not good. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, this is the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. And tonight we're talking about when everybody is on their side. How do you handle it? I said, how do you handle it when everybody is on their side? Tamika got good hair. So that does that mean Shonda can't get a good look because Tamika got good hair? I mean, Shonda got nice hair. It's just not the good hair that Tamika got. So light-skinned Meek getting all the love. With brown-skinned Shonda getting fronted on. But she not really getting fronted on. Boys like Shonda, too. But you know how it is when Meeka come around. You know how it is. It's all good. Shonda can rock with Meeka when it's just Shonda and Meeka. But when Lil Rob come along, who Shonda like, he's showing Meeka a little bit too much love. It starts there. You know, when somebody is on somebody else's side, I mean, when people are on somebody else's side all the time, it can make you feel like you're second best. You can feel like a second class citizen. Like you're always the last to be chosen, even if you only second. Second can feel like last when you feel like or know in your heart of hearts or you have worked hard enough to be first. Most of us who have jobs go through a yearly, an annual evaluation. And you know how it is. You have to wait for somebody to judge you. And it can have an effect on your bottom line. How much money you will make going forward. It can have an effect on your annual raises. Things like that. So you go in to get this review and you like, yo, I should have a good review this year. I've been a good boy. I've been a good girl. I've been a great soldier this whole year. And you get that review. And it's all middle-of-the-road marks for the most part. So out of a score, out of a possible score of 75, you somewhere, they give you something like a 40 or 45. That's not going to do nothing for you. You're like, whoa, what is this? And now they want to be like, well, you know, you were late a few times. You know, you had some unexcused absences. And the project that we were working on. You displayed the behavior unbecoming of a professional. All of that happened in January. It's December. You know, Santa Claus never forgets. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So, yeah. Yeah, this funk we gonna fake. Yeah. And everybody, instead of riding with you, instead of rocking with you, they seem to be rocking with the other person. Light-skinned Meek. It's the light-skinned Meek or Terry. Terry with the curly hair. You remember Terry with the curly hair? The bull Terry with the curly hair. Terry wasn't even aware of his good looks. He ain't even care. But all the girls always gravitated toward Terry. He was going to love whether he wanted to or not, because he was being shown love all the time. Meanwhile, one of the worst things that can happen to you is you could be a little dusty dark-skinned kid named Peter. Little Black Pete. And yes, I have known one. So it's a tough position. What's in a name? It depends on the situation. But yeah, when everybody is on their side and you need them to be on your side, it's a tough situation. It is. It's just rough. It's not a good look for you. It's not a good look. So how do we navigate ourselves through this situation? How do we get through it? What do we do? What do we do? What have you done at times when somebody was, well, when the crowd or the significant others have been on the wrong side? You needed them to be on your side, or they should have been on your side and they was on somebody else's side. What did you do? How did you handle that? Where did you go with it? Were you able to still strive and thrive in a situation where everybody wasn't rocking with you openly? Like, you could clearly see, oh, y'all all... Have you ever been in competition with another man or another woman for the affections of your man or your woman? It's tough. This is a situation, or these are situations where the everybody is on their side is really only consistent of one. The one that you want the most to be on your side seems to be on somebody else's side. So I say it's a situation where you know, when the green-eyed monsters start kicking in, when the jealousy and the envy that you've been trying so hard to fight off, sometimes it gets a little rough. Sometimes it's putting up too well of a fight. So you kind of see how your man or your woman lights up when that person comes around, or when they call on the phone, or when they're in their presence. And you peeping this. Like, first you try to say, wait a minute, maybe I'm tripping. But you know how it is. Any man knows what I'm talking about, because they know their woman is watching. She's been calculating. She's been adding up. She's been tabulating up the score. Like, oh, okay. So you sweet on her. Your woman might know that you haven't made a move with her, but she also sees that if the opportunity presents itself, it's probably going to go down like that. If the opportunity presents itself, yeah, it could result in a romp in the sack. You know how sick to their stomach it can make some people feel to have to think that the person that they're dealing with, the person that they love, the person that they care about, the person that they want to spend their future with, is in admiration of somebody else. So it might not be everybody on their side, but the one person that you need on your side the most is on their side. And that's the only representation of the everybody that you need in order for you to be mad pissed, yo. Mad pissed. You mad? Yeah, you gonna be mad. You got a right to be mad. My man Lawrence said, son, you are ignorant when it comes to relationship issues. Y'all gotta understand the lingo. Me and my man go back so far. We used to, whenever we agreed with each other, we would say that we would talk like that. Like you don't know nothing you talk about. That kind of means like, yeah, you know everything that you talking about. Like, man, see, you ain't never had no experience in that area. Meaning like, yeah, that's all you used to do. Yeah, so that's my man. Yeah, I mean, El Doc, Earth Money. What's up, man? So yeah. So it's a hellified situation there. But when everybody is on their side, it can get worse. It can get worse in a relationship. If you're dealing with, I don't know if any of you have ever dealt with anybody, because I actually haven't really dealt with a situation like this. But if you've ever dealt with a situation where you're dealing with a love interest, somebody that you're seeing, somebody that you're loving, somebody that you're with, somebody that you have a future with, at least in your mind, that's what you want and that's what you are moving towards. And there are still ghosts, remnants, spirits of their ex looming. It's a tough situation, male or female, where that person that they used to deal with, that person that they used to love, that person that they used to be with, that person that they may have been married to or they may have had kids with or whatever, is still looming in the background. Looming in the background, you know. Like, yo, he's totally out of the picture. Well, what's that? Nothing. He's totally out of the picture. You sure? You sure he's totally out of the picture? Yeah. But what's that? What's what? What's that? Boy, you don't see nothing. They're supposed to be totally out of the picture, but you can clearly see that they're not all the way gone. There's still some residue. Sure, if you have children with somebody, you should have a good working and amicable relationship with them, but that you can tell when it's more than that. You know, you can tell when the family really still recognizes that person as being with you or with them than out of the picture. So it's not that they don't like you, but sometimes it can be that. Well, I don't really know. He or she is all right. They're all right. But they still like Dave, or they still like Tina. It's tough. So even though, you know, you know they mom and you like they mom, you ain't ready to start calling her mom because you know that Dave used to call her mom and still does. And Dave still peeks in every now and then, drops mom off a couple of dollars, a present here and there, shows up at Christmas time on the Lizzo, drops by on days when they know that they ex not going to be there, or sometimes when they know that they will be there strategically. Yeah, that kind of stuff. It can make somebody seem like they're doing something that they're actually not doing, but what they haven't done is enough to make you feel comfortable that the coast is clear or that it's just me and you. They're making you kind of feel like, or everybody being on the other person's side is making it seem like it ain't just us, it's them. Yeah. So So yeah, it's a tough situation, and it's not all that much of a foreign situation for some people at some times. It's rough. It's rough. We can experience that in business. You know, when you striving to get your business off the ground, you know, you striving to take your business to the next level, and another business seems to be getting all the business. You have to ask yourself, well, dang, what are they doing that I'm not doing? Like, I'm here, you know, I'm working in the community. I'm doing promotions and giveaways, and my product is high quality and stuff like that. Why do they keep going down the street or around the corner instead of giving me the business? Black businesses have really struggled with this. You know how it is. You know how it is with black business. You know how it is with black business. How many black restaurants, small takeout restaurants around the way, the soul food restaurant around the way, having to compete with the chinks? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean. You know. You're like, yeah, you know, like man, you know, we name our businesses. We always name our businesses something that you can recognize. Like, we'll name our, let's say we have a restaurant. We'll name it something that a lot of people can relate to, like Goodfellas or Happy Days or some kind of TV show or some kind of movie, you know, something like that, you know. Or, I don't know, Delicious Preacher, something that we think will stick in people's minds. And people are like, yeah, you know, man, Goodfellas, they got good food, they got good seafood, stuff like that. Yeah, that's the joint, that's the bomb right there. But yeah, when you want some chicken wings, you go right over here to Sun This or Happy Family, whatever. You know the name of the Chinese spots. You know what I mean? So we don't always get the larger percentage of the patronage. Number one, we cook our food and it always takes longer than 10 minutes. The chinks gonna get it out in 10 minutes. 10 minutes. So there can be a disconnect. Black businesses be wondering, you know, like, why don't my people support more? Why aren't they coming through, you know, giving the money here when they know I'm going to put the money back into the community? We out here, we catering events, we are sponsoring cookouts, we give away a lot of our food and our time. We live in this community. Meanwhile, we don't know where Mr. Al or Mr. John, you know, because, you know, the Chinese spots, they be having American names, like, really? Yeah, Mr. John. I don't know where the Mr. John lives at. But, you know, anyway, even with this YouTube thing, y'all know that recently I've monetized the account. So y'all seeing commercials when y'all come through now. But every show that I've done, almost just about every show that I've done since I've monetized the account, they have flagged the account. Like, we don't know if this is suitable for our advertisers. And I'm like, so they give you a chance to dispute the claim. And I've won every dispute, and it hasn't been hard. They just go back to the show and make sure that you didn't wild out and say some crazy, you know, I'm not sure what they're looking for or what they are warning you against saying, but even I see it. It's like, they won't promote the Daily Go-Get-Emism show, but they'll promote other shows and they'll try to flag my show. I don't know what's going, you know. I'm not sure exactly what's happening, but I am learning something. And And they'll probably flag this one. They flagged the one last night, the night before, the night before, the night before. It's kind of crazy. I disputed all of them. All of them get standing now, but it's just weird. As a matter of fact, let me have a look. See. Let me have a look. See. The one from last night, they flagged, and I disputed it, and evidently, it's okay now. So I'm not sure what's happening. I'm not sure what's happening. But something is going down. So it can have you asking yourself, well, what do other shows or what do other creators have that I don't have? What do they got that I ain't got? Well, there's something. And perhaps I'll figure it out at another time. But in the meantime, it'll have me scratching my head and wondering why isn't it going down? You know, why can't I catch the algorithm? You know what I mean? Still we rise, brothers and sisters. Still we rise. It's going to be all right and everything is going to be all right. But when everybody is on the other side, not everybody is as independent and strong-willed enough to be able to work through a situation like that. Some people will really crack under that pressure. Some people will really, you know, some people will really fold when it comes to a situation where they can't be the man or they can't be the woman or they can't be number one or they can't be the best or they can't be the first chosen or they can't be the one who's special. But can you? Can you? Can you? Maybe you can. But what about the times when you couldn't? What about the times when you needed somebody or something or some people the most and they seemed to be showing favor towards somebody else? What did you do? How did you handle it? Is this something that still affects you? Is this something that you still, you know, keep a chip on your shoulder about or carry a grudge for? You know, it can feel like abandonment. It can feel like abandonment. Like, I needed y'all, and when I needed y'all the most, that's when y'all weren't there. Y'all didn't step up to the plate. Y'all didn't represent when I needed you. When I needed you, you were jacking JC because he got a Mercedes and you know about his ladies and all his babies. Hmm? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know the things that I am telling you? What are you going through? Do you know? I was putting in that work, yes, Lord, but they was frontin' like I was a cornball. I knew that I wouldn't make it sometime, but they was treating me like I had to be a behind. Do you know where you? Do you know? Do you know who you're fronting on? You gotta act like I'm a second class joint. The hell is going on? Do you know? Do you know? So it might have been a situation with your parents and your brothers and your sisters and your cousins and your aunties and your uncles and your grandparents were treating your brothers or your cousins better, and then you got a boyfriend or you got a girlfriend or whatever, and then they were treating you like you wasn't the cutest or the flyest thing that they ever had or the best thing, and then you got a job and they was treating you like you weren't worthy of praise or a new raise. It's no fair. No justo. No justo. It's no fair. Why you treating me like that? Oh, why you treat me so bad? I say, why you treat me so bad? When everybody is on the other side, baby. Everybody? Everybody? It's no fair. I put in all the work. And you're treating me like a some kind of combo. But we gonna work it through. We gonna work it through. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. September 16th, and they deserve to be acknowledged, so let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one off the box, Shonda Janine, turning 46 years old today. And also Brandy Jones Wilson, turning 43 years old today. And Tushana Green, turning 52 years old today. And Talisa Jones Smith, happy birthday to you. And Wakila Hurd, turning 41 years old today. And Dana Lucas, turning 50 years old today. And Timothy Dwayne Johnson, turning 39 years old today, and Prince Muhammad L, turning 56 years old today, and comedian Chase Lamar Smith, happy birthday to you, and he's raising money for the fundraiser for No Dreams Deferred. All right, good work, and also Juanito Wilburn, my man, happy birthday to you, and my girl going all the way back to the 1985, Sonia Small. Happy birthday to you, Sonia. And last but not least, my peoples, my uncle, my oldest uncle, Willie Gaines, my mom's oldest brother, turning 84 years old today. Happy birthday, my uncle, Willie Gaines. Happy birthday to you, uncle. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious September 16th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on and do the dance, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen, it's a tough situation where everybody seems to be on somebody else's side when you know that they should be on your side. You are the side that's been putting in the most, doing the best, trying the hardest, are in the position or feel like you should be in the position to receive all or at least the lion's share of the accolades that somebody is fronting on you. And there's multiple somebodies that are fronting on you. It could be the one or the two, but they fronting on you. The one or the two, but they fronting on you. One or the two, but they fronting on you. Yo, what you gonna do? Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow morning. Sorry, tomorrow afternoon, 1 p.m. 1-1-1-1-1. And we will be here on Sunday, too, because there's no Eagles game this weekend. So we will be back on the 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. So I see y'all tomorrow. I want y'all to have a great night tonight. Be careful of y'all going out, having fun, you know, enjoying your relief of the post-pandemic atmosphere. Just do it healthily, and definitely do it safely. All right. So Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Oh, yes, we are, my dear. Yeah. But